Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Let's start with the first instrument of this week's weekly guitar meeting. Please make sure to stick around until the end of this video because we are going to have some super special guitars. But before we go to the guitars, I wanted to show you a lute, which is made by the Italian guitar maker Chiara Frioso. And I'm not going to play on this lute because I'm not able to play lute, but I just wanted to show you this amazing work of art and craftsmanship. This 8-course lute is based on a lute made by Giovanni Hiba from around 1580s. It comes with a Val di Fiemme spruce top, which is super rich in tone and beautiful in color, in tone color. We have an amazing artwork in the rosette of this instrument. Wonderful. And we have maple ribs. It's not back or sides, it's like a guitar. And we have super high quality flamed maple ribs. And the overall proportion of this lute makes it super comfortable and easy to play on and to handle it. I just wanted to show you this amazing lute, and it's a great pity that I'm not able to play on it. But I can tell you, we had a lute also made by Chiara Frioso from 2024, I guess. And one of our customers was playing on that lute and I really enjoyed the tone. So congratulations to Chiara Frioso, who is also coming from a family with a long tradition in making instruments. Well, let's move to the guitars of this week. You will be amazed. The first guitar of this week is made by one of the most famous double top guitar makers nowadays worldwide, Carsten Kops, whose guitars are being played by many professional classical guitarists, but the biggest name is Agnello Desiderio, who is playing constantly on his guitars on biggest stages. And Carsten Kops' guitars have so many different qualities. They are genuinely impressive. And this brand new Carsten Kops guitar is coming with a cedar top. It has a Nomex core and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. And we have also a slightly elevated fingerboard. I could talk more about the construction of this guitar and how special this guitar is, but I think I would rather play on it and let the guitar speak. Wow, this is a, how should I say it, intense guitar. It's like a super fast car with a lot of options and tools that you have to be able to control. You have, first of all, a super loud volume in the sound. It's very responsive. But what I love about Carsten Kops guitars is that they sound super natural and they don't sound too cloudy. You are able to listen to the separation in the tone. And also, the amount of colors that you can create on this guitar as a double top guitar is insane. It's like a traditional guitar. And all the deep basses, they give you such a comfortable and secure feeling. This is a very enjoyable guitar to play on. And also very well balanced. The intensity of every tone is the same. And another quality that we have to talk is the dynamic range of this guitar. With many lattice or double top guitars, it's the case that if you push the guitar too much, the guitar reaches its limit in terms of volume and loudness. And after that, the guitar sounds too overdriven. But in this case, you can play super soft, and if you get louder, the guitar gives you that loudness without getting overdriven. Lovely. I don't know if the microphones can handle that, but in the room you're able to hear this wide dynamic range. Last piece. I think the guitar speaks for itself, and I'm also curious what is your thoughts on the sound of this Carsten Kops guitar, brand new from 2025, and a guitar which is also very difficult to get because of his long waiting list. So let's move to the next guitar. And before we continue, I want to draw your attention to our Zikas Luthiers guitars, because our Zikas Luthiers recital model was sold out a few weeks ago, but now these guitars are available again and you can order and enjoy these guitars. And let's continue. This guitar has the potential to be a historical guitar because it's made by 20 different guitar luthiers from Italy. So this is a collaboration between these 20 guitar luthiers from Italy. And this guitar is also called Italica. This is a Roma Expo limited edition guitar from 2025. And it's a super special guitar. We are going to publish an interview with four of those luthiers and people who were responsible for this project. And I would recommend to you to watch that interview. There are a lot of interesting information about how was it possible to build a guitar which 20 people, different people are involved in. It's going to be published very soon on our channel. I guess it's going to be this Sunday. So have a look on our YouTube channel and the interview might be published on Sunday. The guitar comes with a spruce top and you can see 20 different rosettes, or the pieces of the rosettes made by 20 different guitar makers. And we have pearlwood back and sides. So the whole guitar is made of native Italian woods. I mean, first, it sounds impossible to make a guitar with 20 different people involved, because of course everyone has also a different task, but at the end the result is genuinely impressive. Let me play a few tones on it. Lovely. You get that sense of being free and breathing easily and freely. This is the feeling that this guitar transmits to me. It's resonating so well and the sustain is very long. The sound is airy. Bases are super rich and full, and you have, of course, that elegant, as I always say, Italian tone. And whoever worked on the neck of this guitar, amazing job. It's super comfortable to play on. And what I also like about this guitar is, I mean, it's a traditionally built guitar, and sometimes the traditionally built guitars lack a little bit of response, you know? It's not easy to get a fast response out of the guitar. But in this case, you touch the strings barely and the guitar is giving you so much, and you don't need to put a lot of effort to get a good and full sound out of the guitar. is also some soft overtones around the strings, which makes this guitar so enjoyable to play on. Italica, a wonderful guitar, both in aesthetics and the sound. Congratulations to all those 20 guitar makers. It sounds super, super weird to even to describe how this guitar was built, but they made it possible. So congratulations once again, and please check our YouTube channel on this Sunday. I hope that the interview will be finished until then, and you will have more insights and information about how this guitar was built and who were involved. And let's move to the last instrument of this week.
As the CEO of Sikas Luthiers, I've been fortunate enough to hold thousands of the best guitars ever made. Over the years, they shaped my understanding of sound, craftsmanship, and what a concert instrument should feel like. With Sikas Luthiers, I wanted to bring that experience into something new. Guitars that honors tradition while embracing innovation. Every instrument begins with purposeful design. Carefully selected tone woods, refined pressing patterns, and construction methods inspired by the finest guitars I've encountered. From our traditional, double top, and lattice model, each guitar reflects exceptional design. These are concert-level instruments. If you'd like to explore what we've created, you can discover our instrument through the link below.
And the last guitar of this week is made by a well-known guitar maker from Poland, Rafał Turkowiak, who is building guitars with a lot of nice decorations and options, I would say, like an armrest, elevated fingerboard, the little decoration on the bridge, beautiful rosettes, and a lot of details that if you have the guitar in your hands, you can discover those details. This guitar is the Opus Prime model. It's brand new from 2026. It comes with a spruce top and Bolivian rosewood back and sides, which looks amazing. It's like a painting. The Rafał Turkowiak guitars have usually a very round and dark sound. Let's see if it's also the case with this guitar. It is the case. It has a dark and round sound, which makes the guitar very pleasant for me personally, because I like guitars which don't sound too bright and too direct, you know, and this is not the case with this guitar. And also the sustain is super long. Impressive. Impressive. So it was the last guitar of this week made by Rafael Turkowiak. And I'm super curious about your thoughts on the sound of these guitars. We had the Cops guitar, a double top guitar. We have this one, which is also heavily decorated. And we had that super impressive Italica guitar. Very different guitars and different sound, different feelings. I'm very curious what you say and which guitar did you like the most. Please don't forget to leave a like if the video was helpful for you to have a better idea about the sound of these guitars. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.